was that a significance that we use?
Mourning for a certain length of time, they would wear black. And they usually, if they could, most people kept a black dress. That was for a purpose, to wear to funerals and to things like that, you know. Most people had a black dress. That was just kind of something that everybody kept.
I see. I have a number of questions now about the whole personality and character, characteristics more than physical. And again, I'd like you to try to call up as much as you can from your experience as a child. Suppose that a man was not necessarily big, but he was very, very strong. You see, he's doesn't necessarily have a large muscular body, but he would be known as very strong. You say he is a what? Child.
Husky. Uh-huh.
And I suppose that he. Do you have a different term for a very healthy child?
Well, he was always well.
And how about the reverse then?
Sickly. Mm-hmm. He was a sickly child, or he was a puny child.
Is there a difference? A puny child might then be the opposite of a husky.
Yes.
And a sickly would be the opposite of a well or a
yes.
I see. Mm-hmm. And suppose that somebody's working hard all day and he comes in. Today we say, well, I'm exhausted, but what they say then?
Beat.
I'm sure.
Beat tonight.
Mm-hmm. And if he is, suppose he's beyond beat, suppose he's just plain
tired.
Tired. Mm-hmm. And a well person, not necessarily a puny person, but a well person who has been sick or ailing, said, "My, I saw her downtown. She looks.
She looks puny.
Puny. What I'm interested in there is if a child is puny, it's a long-standing thing.
Right? Yes.
But if a well person has had a sick spell, and you see her, you say, well, she looks puny.
Puny, or looks bad now. I've heard a lot of that word used.
Peaky.
I've heard that. Peaky. She looks peaky.
So that her condition is not sickly.
That's right. She has been sick, but she's...
She still looks a little...
Peaky. Yes, I've heard that.
And a young boy, you say, 14, 15, he's growing very fast. He doesn't seem to know what to do with his arms.
Awkward.
Awkward.